Robocalls. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. According to the FCC, this year, Americans will be assaulted by as many as 75 billion robocalls, and you will be tricked into answering because the caller ID will deceive you with what looks like a local number. So, what is FCC Chairman Ajit Pai going to do about it?
We've authorized carriers to block robocalls from certain spoofed numbers.
Wait, you've just now authorized carriers to block calls from spoofed numbers? Would it be rude of me to ask why it's even possible to spoof a caller ID number? Isn't displaying the real number pretty much the only job of caller ID? Oh, but here's the really amazing thing.
On June 6th, the FCC is scheduled to vote on whether to allow carriers to block those robocalls.
The FCC has to vote on whether to block unwanted robocalls? Isn't number spoofing phone fraud? What's to vote on? But this is the world we live in, and I guess we're just going to have to protect ourselves. You know what the real problem is? Everybody's home now. Back in the day, robocalling didn't make sense because half the time nobody was home. Today, home is your pocket, so nobody's ever not home. You are just going to have to use the Do Not Disturb function. But Dave, what about FOMO, fear of missing out? Well, according to my daughter, the new thing is JOMO, the joy of missing out. Plus, if anything truly important happens, you'll hear it on the radio. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.